You are listening to the Daily Future of Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. Google becomes latest tech company to delay its return to office date, September 1, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. Google delayed its return to the office to January 2022, joining tech companies like Amazon, Facebook, and Apple in reassessing return to work plans amid the spread of the Delta variant. Google has repeatedly postponed its return to offices, following guidance from government health experts. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association alleged the company violated federal labor laws by altering work rules during the pandemic travel slump without negotiating the changes. Southwest, which said it would scale back its schedules for the rest of the year, denied the allegations. The lawsuit follows news that workers have planned pickets at airports over the upcoming holiday season to protest working conditions. Vaccination rates rose in August as COVID-19 cases surged due to the Delta variant and more governments, schools, and businesses adopted vaccine mandates. About 14 million U.S. residents received their first dose of a coronavirus shot in August, about 4 million more than in July. U.S. consumer confidence fell to a six-month low as COVID-19 infections and higher inflation dimmed the economy's outlook. Over the next 6 months, consumers are expected to be less inclined to buy big-ticket items like motor vehicles and major household appliances, supporting the view that consumer spending will slow after a period of robust growth. Lake Tahoe, which became a popular destination for remote workers during the pandemic, is the latest region threatened by the effects of climate change. Thousands of people were ordered to evacuate parts of Lake Tahoe as the Caldor fire continued its spread. CAL FIRE said Tuesday that the fire is 16% contained and has burned 191,000 acres. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 23,307 media articles and blogs and 32,899 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs leadership briefing will be delivered on Thursday, September 2, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
Hi, I'm Natalie, and I curated today's New Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader, so you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing every day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you for listening.